Mechayodim, Klal Nun Aleph, and we're learning Simin Yudalit. So there's a few scenarios over here which the Chayodim talks about, which are probably not so relevant for most of us, but it sets up some points in Halacha which are important to understand. The first one is Alegar is Muskat Shekar and Muskat Not Mavor Prepio Eitz. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but it's a type of a knot, and knots in general, the grown trees, the bracha is Prepio Eitz. Not Simmerind. Simmerind is cinnamon. Prepio Adama. A person would eat cinnamon. The Chayyim says a person makes a Prepio Adama. It's fresh. It's edible, and the bracha is Prepio Adama. Valpapalin Vazangavilt Vituvim Prepio Adama. Person has fresh peppercorns or fresh ginger, the brachas brei piyadoma, aval ha'echol papal pilpel zangel yavish. A person eats dried peppercorns or dried ginger, chenegalach, which is another type of spice, shein derech lochum kach, enim avar klum. So here's an important point, that even though this person wants to eat it and he feels he's getting some hanoah out of it, chazal were not misakan a bracha on something which the derech olam is not to eat at all. People do not consider this a food at all. Chazal were not mechayev a bracha. So here we have a scenario where a person is being the henna from olam hazeh without a bracha, and that's acceptable because the chazal weren't misakan such a bracha. So that which we have a rule that also la'adim la'hanas b'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, it's not a definitive rule. It means whenever Chazal misakan a chiyuv bracha, so it's also to do it with, eat it without the bracha. But there are scenarios where Chazal themselves did not see it was common enough or significant enough, the action that he's doing, to be mechayev a bracha. Now he adds a new scenario. V'imira besamim shchukim im tzukr. He mixes these ground spices together with sugar, and he eats it. So, habsamim ikur mavarach aleim birchas osin habsamim. So the habsamim are the ikur. So there are a few chidushim over here in this halacha. So here we have something which we said that could be in its original state. When it's ground up, it's not edible, and there's no bracha at all being said in it. Now you add sugar to it. We say that not only do you make a bracha, but you make the bracha of the spice, not the sugar. The sugar is what's making it edible. And we should arguably make the bracha of the sugar. But we're saying, no, that once you mix them together, the spice becomes the ikur, and you make a bracha based on the spice, whether it's a eitz or a dama. Furthermore, the Mishabura adds, this is true even if the sugar is the roiv, means the miyat is the spice. The spice can still be an ikur. So that is an important point which we mentioned before, that the definition of roiv, of ikur and tofel in a teruvis, in a case where they're both equally important to him in regards to the flavor, etc., so then you follow rive. And we had the discussion before, what would be if they're nikur or not. But now we're saying in a scenario where there's clearly one is being used as an enhancer for the other. So over here, the sugar, its function is to enhance the spice and make the spice edible. So it's there in some way to benefit the flavor of the spice. So something which is to be used as an enhancer, even if it is the roiv, we follow the bracha of the miyut, which is the ikur. So it's an important point in ikur and tuffel. We said that there's a case of something which is an absolute tuffel, which means that you have no interest in it at all. Over here, you want the flavor of the sugar, as opposed to the case of the bread, which you have no interest in the flavor. It's just, we have a case of a person ate something very, very spicy, very salty, and he ate some bread afterwards to sort of relieve the salty flavor in his mouth. So in that scenario, the bread is, we're not interested in the flavor at all. Here we are interested in the flavor of the sugar. So, and the sugar is derived. It's still, even though it's not an absolute tuffel, because you want the flavor of the sugar, it's clearly there as an enhancer, so the rules of ikur and tuffel apply. When do we use roiv? When we don't have any other svaras. Well, so you say, well, in general, things which are in a mixture, roiv is more important. But that's only once we've overridden any of the other possible reasons why we should see something which is the ikar and tofel. The scenario of the bread with the spice, the salty food. The scenario over here where it's clearly as an enhancer. So in all those scenarios, the bracha is going to be like the primary food, even if it's the miut. So let's say a person would make, for example, making some type of hamburgers, and they're putting filler in instead of using all meat. They're putting in some matzah mel or something of that sort. So even if that would be a significant part of the food, maybe even if it would be rove, if it's clear that your goal is to eat the meat, and you want it to be meat, so the bracha should be a shahakom, because the other foods are there as enhancers. Now, the case of mazonos, things get more complicated. We'll talk about that in the future. So that's the 2 points that the Chayyim is saying. Even over here, this spice on its own is not edible at all. When the sugar is added, you get the bracha of the spice. So we want to clarify 1 or 2 more points about this, Bez Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.